Hey guys, welcome to Team Building Exercise with these Jamokes. Coach from Family and Gamer 777 and Jake and Rob from the Dead Zone Podcast make some lists and talk about them. I guess you want to listen to them, but what do I know? And I'm Georgie the Goblin, and I'll be keeping these guys honest. Especially Jack. In this one, these pinkskins talk about the Veermen.
Welcome to the next team building exercise. This is number 4. We're doing the Veermen. Prepare for excellence. I am Rob. With me, I have the rapscallion Jack.
That's me.
And the indomitable coach.
And I'm doing the Veermen under protest.
You love the Veermen.
I heard a gonk.
What's a gonk?
This has started off just like every other one, perfectly.
Perfectly.
So, yep, today's the Veermen. We'll go through all our lists. We'll see how they are. We'll hear. We've reserved a spot for Coach to rant for an hour, so we got that at the end. Me and Jack will get out of the way quick. And first up is that person we call Jack.
Now, should I spew hot fire during Jack's list, or should I wait for the end of this frickin' thing?
Let's just wait. We'll wait, and then we'll discuss.
Because I don't know. I don't want Jack to do it, and then I start saying stuff, and he gets all piss-eyed.
Well, if you get too salty, it sounds like you're on fire. So maybe just dole it out in small doses.
Okay, because once in a while I have an opinion. Just once in a while, not
really?
Often.
Never known you to have an opinion, Coach.
No.
And I would not have thought Veermen would bring that up. Actually, scratch that, because I was watching on the Family of Gamers. I watched the Veermen and the Asterians have a little knockdown drag out, and I saw what two Black Talons in a perched position could really do to a Veermen list. So maybe I can see where Coach is a little on the butthurt side.
I'm on over 20 games with the Veermen now, so I'm coming to you with a real world perspective, you know, not just
pie in the sky like us.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, there are good, bad, and then maybe at the end we could figure out a way that we could actually make these guys a little bit more playable, because I mean, the Veermen are They're a little hokey.
They need some fixing.
20 games is venerable. That's the seasoned veteran. So
yeah.
Well, Jack, let's get to your list. We'll see what you got, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, keeping it on track like a good
right.
conductor.
That's it. Be pushy. That's it. Keep going.
Choo choo. Okay, so as is the norm, I'm going to start and
no leader.
I did take a leader.
Oh.
So for my leader, I took the Rebel Sniper.
Good.
It's all the jokes coming back around.
Yes. No, this list, I wish it was called Teams Building Exercises, because I waffled on a couple of different builds for quite a while. This is what I've, this is what I've knuckled down. The, my leader is the Progenitor.
Any special items?
No. His special items are Tactician, the Surge, and Recon 3+. Like,
yeah. I was just right curious there, if you gave him a sniper rifle or something.
No. Sometimes I will boost the leader a little bit, but I had to make some concessions, and that was one of them. Plus, he's so good with just his innate abilities that I don't know who would take anyone other than the Progenitor that had the with the Surge.
Oh, we'll find out.
That is true. And this the Veermen are begging to be hoarded out. They're begging for it, but I reined myself in. I did. I was a good boy. So I took. 1, 2, 3, 4 stalkers. They're the ones with the knives. So the only difference is they fight on the 4+. just stock stalkers. Didn't give him anything special. One VP, 10 points, you know, for a hand to hand as a plague player, they fight on fours. They're pretty good base troops. After that, I went with four crawlers, which are the ones with the ray guns. So they're the shooty version of the stabby ones. And they've got weight of fire, which is nice. Weight of fire one and rapid fire.
Very similar to a stage 3A, really.
And they have the 2-3 speed, which is nice. The shoot 6+. They're very similar to the stage 3. Again, just troops.
Now, how many of those did you take, Jack?
Four.
Four stalkers, four crawlers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is 8 models. That's not bad. No, I am not done yet. But for base troops, those are my base troops. Next, coming in at a whopping 31 points is the Nightmare with the two-handed drills. AP3. You can't go into a dead zone game without some AP. And, and I think of the Nightmare builds, the two-handed drill for me is the best one for the plus 18 points. Only one, extra VP for that. So
plus 8 points for those.
Yes, 8 points, but one victory point. Then after that, I took a
guys pair. You mean the paradrills?
Two-handed drill or paradrills? Two. You said two-handed drill, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Not the paradrills. The big one. The one drill with two hands.
Yes.
No. I'm because the two-handed drill is 8 points, but the paradrills is 7. So it's I'm yeah. just.
You went for the AP3 one. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
And.
Don't laugh. I'm asking questions.
Yeah, Rob, come on.
Sniggering in the background.
He's not taking it seriously.
Listen, if you're not going to take it seriously, I'm out.
Every show, he's up to shenanigans. And why we tolerate it, Coach, I have no idea.
You know, I've spoken to the union, and they haven't gotten back to me yet, but there is a reckoning coming.
I as long as there's a paper trail and lots of people have – it's been addressed. We'll leave it at that.
Okay. I'll just edit all this out so nobody will ever know.
Shame. Anyway,
Jack, the next thing you said, what was the next thing? You never got that far.
So my first specialist was the Nightmare. The second one is a Malignus with the chemical grenade launcher. Now, this is a pretty deep cut. I don't know if anyone else is going to be grabbing one of these guys, but the chemical grenade launcher is an extra 12 points, one more victory point, but it's a ranged 5, indirect 4.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And I think it's just it's a sneaky little surprise, a little something that you might not expect that could because all the ranges on all the Veerman stuff is so small.
Yeah, that's one of their longest range, other than the sniper for the leader. He's the only one who can have the sniper too, I think, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of weird, but.
So I thought maybe, given my druthers, I would have grabbed a couple more of those, but then, after him, my last unit is the reason why I didn't hoard out so much and why I didn't have as many specialists as I would like to have. I went with the Tangle.
Tangle, okay. Yeah.
What?
It's a vehicle.
Did you see that model? Yes. I have to put that on the board ASAP. Not only is it I think we're all on the same page. The Chovar is pretty awesome. It's a beloved squid-like mascot that we can all appreciate. And if it wasn't for Georgie, I think the Chovar would be our official mascot.
So speaking of which, Georgie's going to chime in because, you know, the Chovar looks like...
Oh, no!
Hey.
Yes, I said it.
That wasn't even Georgie. That was you.
Well, isn't Georgie going to jump in the middle of that? So.
Yes, that's right. He's going to stop you from swearing. That's what Georgie's going to do.
I hate the Chovar. I like the one in Star Saga. I know we're not talking about Star Saga, but that one looks pretty cool. He looks like an angry Chovar, but the regular Chovar just looks like
a brain with tentacles.
Like a wannabe jellyfish with tentacles.
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much what he is. Space jellyfish.
Yeah.
Like a space man of war.
Yeah.
Space man of war, yeah. But not as cool as a regular man of war.
No.
So that's 200 points, Jack, right?
That is 200 points. And having a psychic vehicle in the army is pretty sweet, but he's got the standard array of psychic weapons, and really I don't particularly think it's the bestest of models. It's not a winning list isn't necessarily going to have one in it, but I think it'd be fun, and that is 200 points. Total and of the whole army equals 20 victory points.
And how many models in that? Quite a few.
Yeah, so that would be 8 basic troops, the stalkers and the crawlers, the 1 leader, so that's 9, plus 3 more specialists, so that's 12 models.
That's pretty good.
A reasonable size number.
Yep, you did take a lot of troops to fill that number up.
Yeah. Yeah, but I like I said at the beginning, I think the Veerman, that they beg to be hoarded up. I probably should have taken another Malignus with the chem grenade launcher. I probably taken, a couple less stalkers because they're just knife fighting maniacs, but
I think it's pretty good. We'll see. We'll see how it holds up against the rest of our lists, but that's a pretty solid list.
It is. I think there's a couple on there that are just I want to play them, but
yeah, that's a very plague list though. That was very you.
That is me. That if you were to say make a plague list, oh, but wait, here's some rats in armor.
Yeah,
make it happen. I think you're right.
Yeah,
it would have been 7 rat zombies with 7. Aberration rats and
it's true. Well, there you go. We'll take a break. We'll come back with mine and then for the big show of Coach yelling. So we'll be right back. Take us out, Georgie.
And now for a commercial.
FOG Andrew and the coach here, and we would like to tell you about our YouTube channel, Family of Gamers 777.
Family of Gamers covers the hobby from topics like airbrushing, painting, building, converting, unboxings, interviews, and much, much more.
We go over in-depth tactics and battle reports of games like Dead Zone, Warhammer 40K, X-Wing, Kings of War, and Wild West Exodus.
So go over to Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube and become part of the family.
Don't forget all these lists will be available to download at deadzonegame.podbean.com if you want them for some reason. And now back to the show.
All right, y'all. What's up? Coach here. Coming back with my two buddies, Rob and Jack, and we're talking about these frickin' Veerman.
There's something about the way you say things, Coach. I have a feeling you're not happy with Veerman. We'll see. Save it. Now it's my turn. My list is pretty straightforward. It's going to sound a lot like Jack's, actually. So I started out with a progenitor, straight up progenitor, because Surge is pretty cool. He's still 30 points and 3 VPs, but that Recon 3 is nice. He's only got Tactician 1, which sucks, but still good. No special bells or whistles. I thought about giving him a sniper rifle because I do love snipers, but it was so expensive. And it's like, you don't want to put a sniper rifle on your leader because you want him to be sitting back, surging, and helping that way. So I don't want him to die by standing up on a tower somewhere trying to shoot people. That's the one thing about these Veermans that I've noticed so far is that why can't you give, like, your creeper a sniper rifle? There is a creeper specialist. He should have sniper, or whatever that sniper rifle is called. It's called, like, a chem
spitter.
Yeah. It's got the sniper ability anyways. Anyways, that was my little mini rant. Then for my troops, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stalkers. I went for the hand-to-hand guys because they're the only ones that have any kind of fight or shoot stat that's worth using because they have a 4+, thank God. Because the creepers are 6+, right? I'm used to using some elite troops here. Like, come on, 6+, that's plague numbers. But I do love the 2-3 from the movement. That is nice. And they're 10 points. That's pretty cheap, I guess. But 4+ fight. So the thing with these guys, they got to hide and sneak up. That's the only way they're going to do anything. They're just there to sneak and hopefully get there. For my specialists, that was my only troops, is 5 stalkers. Oh, I didn't
really?
I didn't hoard out as much as Jack because I went with 1, 2, and 3 nightmares. The first nightmare, I gave a chem thrower and a big drill. So one arm chem thrower, one arm big drill, because I like mixing it up. Second guy, I gave the heavy chem thrower, because once again, I love that. They both have it burns, so that's kind of nice. And the third one, I gave pair of drills, not the two-handed drill. I gave him pair of drills because I do like frenzy, and still got some AP in there. All of them have AP, which is all right.
And I have nightmares are nice with a 4-up fight.
Yes, 4-up fight, and they have they're larger size, right? They're size 2, so at least they got 3 hit points. Mm. Although they look like they should be bigger. Nightmares are rather large, but I guess they're only size 2. Mm. Are stage 2s size 2, Jack, or is size 3?
Size 2.
Yeah,
two.
So okay, that makes sense. They're about the same size as stage 2.
Yeah, pretty close. I think the nightmares are a little beefier.
Yeah, yeah. Just, yeah, about the same height, though, I would think.
Right.
I've never put them next to each other. We have to check that out. We have scales. It's all about scales.
Well, the nightmares are power lifters, and the stage 2s are more of like, you know, the aerobic type. You know, they're like V-shaped, kind of like a cuisine, you know?
Yeah, they're the CrossFitters.
Yes.
So, and then my last troop, well, he's not really a troop. He is a vehicle. It's the Tangle.
Oh, my God.
Really?
The only problem with the Tangle, when I put him in there, I looked at his 25 points. I think the Chovar Psychic's only 20 points. And Chovar, he can hide. Tangle's size 4. So he can't hide him anywhere. He's going to be a pretty big target. So I was like, I don't know about the rules about us putting a Merc in. But I decided to put the Tangle in. But I could easily put Chovar instead. Because I think you lose one range with his stun. But otherwise, he's about the same, just smaller size.
Range 4 and then the... The stun is range 5, so Invigorate is range 4.
Yeah, so.
And also, you want to talk about the Tangle while we're at it? Because I didn't take one.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
The thing about Psychic is you do not lead line of sight.
Yeah, that's why I would like to have him smaller so you could hide.
Right.
But he's big. So you get 5 hit points on him, so he's going to take a lot of damage. Mm.
We don't have the model yet. We don't know what size it is because, like, certain things are size 4 aren't really that big. Like,
that's true.
Goblin Gun Track is not as big as, like, say, an Iron Ancestor.
Yeah, so it could be size 4, but still hideable. Like,
right.
Not horribly big, yeah. Yeah, we'll have to see about that.
Well, when you look at the picture, the top of the Tangle is a progenitor type. We know their size.
Right.
And you can see that there is a considerable amount of size on the base there, like additional space, because it's got the 4 shrouded nudie mice on the top there. It's a big model.
Yeah, we'll see when we get it. But I also thought the Rat King was going to be a big model, and he isn't. The Piper.
Yeah, the Piper. Yeah, the Piper. I thought was going to be a lot bigger too.
Yeah, I was disappointed with his size, but
he's just basically. Like troop rat size.
Yep, yep. Yeah, even smaller than a progenitor.
Well, when you get the Tangle, clip up all that crap on the side, and then you'll be able to hide it.
Yeah, just keep clipping it down. Cut off all the base, so he's really short.
That's modeling for advantage. Screw it.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see. But that was the Tangle was the only thing that was like, should I put him in there? But once again, the same with Jack. He looks so cool that I'd like to have him in the list. And I do like think those psychic abilities are pretty cool. Invigorate's really neat, especially combined with Surge. You get Surge and Invigorate going, you might be able to like do some extra damage with your stalkers charging in on people. Right. Once again, the stalkers have to kill something when they run in because they're not going to last long.
You can use the extra shoot action on him, and then if you have a splat to basically reinvigorate somebody, which is basically what Surge does,
mm-hmm.
it could be something, but you got to position him somewhere within 4 or 5 cubes of stuff going on, because if you just kind of hide him in the back.
Yeah, that's a problem. Once again, like Chovar, small enough to hide. This guy, got to be able to put him under something or undercover, because he is a target for like the indirects and that kind of stuff. You're going to be dropping bombs on this guy.
Right.
And he does, he moves one. Yeah. So your troops will outpace him quite
fast,
quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to move, say, a big heavy hitter forward, like, consistently. You wouldn't be able to match pace with something and keep moving it forward, driving. You'd have to drive an individual, then another one, then another one, and another one.
Yeah.
Because the Tangle wouldn't keep up. If you were surging forward with all your guys, the Tangle cannot keep up at that movement.
And once again, you know with your stage one how that is. You have to keep trying to move him up. Use the surge on him, trying to move him up. But
it's the exact opposite problem. Instead of dedicating one guy, one general that keeps moving him, go.
Yeah.
Just go. This is that slow guy just going, I'll catch up. Just I'll meet you there.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. But the thing with that, like, you can take out the Tangle and put in the Wiener Cannon or put in I didn't like the – well, we'll talk about later what I didn't like. But, yeah, so that's my list.
You know what? I'm very surprised that the Tangle – is a vehicle, because if you read Ghosts of the Past,
yeah,
the Tangle should have been a leader with the fluff.
Yeah, it makes more sense. Yeah,
you know, right. Like, and maybe a splat for the Tangle as a leader could have been that you would extend the range of whatever. So, like, all right, you get a psychic ability. I'm going to roll 3 dice test on this guy who's 8 cubes away and reinvigorate him. You know what I mean? Like, something like that. I'm very surprised. I think the Tangle got caught up with the Mercs. And it was like, oh, we got this cool model. Just put him in the back.
Yeah. Maybe in the future they'll do an elite Tangle or something, like a named Tangle or something.
Right. Something like that. Yeah. But the Tangle's one of these, like, one in a million things that pop up and has psychic abilities. And
I do like your idea, though, to have him, his splat would be to extend his range on his stuff. That's really neat. That's a really good idea. There you go, coach. Look at that. House rule. It's going to go in the book. Write it down.
Write it down.
Because the Veermen don't have a strider, per se.
Mm-hmm.
And the Nightmares kind of fill that position a little bit.
And the Night Stalkers or whatever the other ones are, what are the other ones called?
Night Terror.
Yeah, Night Terrors. They're kind of like their truck vehicles, kind of.
Yeah.
Sort of. Yeah, and then the Wiener Cannon, but that's more like the gun track and things like that.
Okay, you want my take on the Wiener Cannon?
Yes,
because I didn't take one of those either.
Well, then save it. We're going to talk about things we didn't take. Okay. We'll do your list. Do your list, Coach. We'll get into your list now.
Okay, so here's my list by Coach. My leader, my troop, and my specialists. I didn't take any.
Are you under protest?
Under protest. No, I made a list. Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
You aren't getting off that easy, boys. All right. So here we go. We're gonna start off. The three of us. We're gonna do all the hate at the end.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So I'm starting off with a progenitor. 30 points. Mainly that surge rule is really, 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 really good. But the thing is, I've gotten to the point where I don't even care what my splat is.
That's
because
true.
I roll them so inconsequentially or whatever, you know.
Yeah, it never happens. Yeah.
Yeah. But that 3-up recon has saved me on many occasions. That's why, the Pathfinder is like 3+. It's brutal, man. You know, I've always won the recon by anywhere from 2 to 4 dice. So a 3+ recon is good. I've given him a chem spitter.
That's the sniper rifle, right?
Yeah. Now, the chem spitter at 9 points, range 6, AP 2. Once again, another rifle that is better than the sniper rifle for the Rebs.
Enforcers.
But at least this thing isn't actually a sniper rifle. It just has sniper ability.
No, and it's not heavy.
Nope.
But that spitter is a good weapon. For the price, I hadn't taken the Tangle, like I said, that I
it's a problem. Usually, Coach, you like to hide your leaders, though.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? It's like I had 9 points left over, and it just happened to work out perfectly.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Oh.
You know,
I thought you were just making another point about the sucky sniper rifle situation.
Just to taunt more.
Yeah, no, but I the Progenitor it's with a 5-up shoot, it's one of the better shooting guys in the whole army.
I think it is the best, isn't it?
Yeah, well, him and the Malignus have a 5-up.
Yeah,
but I figured just giving it to him, just to give it to him, and an AP2, since it's not heavy and he gets into trouble, you know, you got to. Ray gun, range 4, weight of fire, or I could turn around and use the chem spitter. So I went with the chem spitter just in case, because looking at everything else and the points and stuff, out of this whole weapons list that they have, that is the most cost effective, like the best weapon you can get. I mean, range 6 AP 2, and it's not heavy, and it's 9 points. I mean, and one victory point, it's awesome. It really is awesome. So, that's why I gave it to him. So I'm going with troops. I get 4 crawlers. That's the shooty guys for 12 points. Range 4 is meh, and a 6+ shoot is meh. But you have weight of fire, so that helps. Then I went with, you know, it helps, but it doesn't help. They're like they shoot worse than plague, and I'm going on record many a time saying how much better plague shooting got in version 2.
But you hit the nail right in the head. They're meh. That's the word for it.
Right.
Meh.
But they're 12 points, which I think they're still overpriced. You know, they should be 10. And I took 3 stalkers, 10 points apiece. These guys are just, I don't know. You know, I'm still, the jury's out on these troops, because it's like, they're both pretty terrible.
Yeah.
You know, this, I thought that they were going to, you know, like when the infestation was coming out, the true horde, you take the horde, but 10 and 12 points is substantial.
Yeah. That's not like, horde prices.
No, it's not. Like I was thinking 6 to 8.
Yeah. That's, you know, like more appropriate, I think.
Right. So now the stats, man, I mean, a stalker, 7 shoot, but the range of the ray pistol is a range 2. It's just, there's no point in getting them into fire. It just, you sprint them up and you just hopefully hoard them out. You know what I mean? But meh, you know, whatever. My specialists, I went with 2 nightmares with a pair of drills. So coming in 30 points apiece. Frenzy 1, you know, AP 1, I'm sorry, with, Frenzy 1 comes in good with a 4-up fight. You can't beat that with a stick. And then my last guy, I'm taking the Malignus with the chem spitter, because that's, now that he's not 18 anymore. He's 14 points now, which basically frees up to get the chem spitter. And, and I took 4 rebel snipers. So, the Malignus is not bad. I'll tell you why when we, go into the hate about why I didn't give him the heavy chem thrower. or the other thing, the chemical grenade launcher. I'll tell you why it's
I'd be interested because the heavy chem thrower is the one. It's got the it burns,
mm-hmm.
And yeah. I was, if there was other if there's other troops that had like varying ranges, it looked on paper it looked like something I'd want to field. Right. So I'm interested to see what your take is.
Yeah. Okay. So that's it. So Progenitor, 3 stalkers, 4 crawlers, 2 nightmares with drills, and a Malignus with a chem spitter. That's 200 on the beeswax.
Cool. And so that's have you used this list, Coach?
Yes.
And it worked out?
It worked out. I wanna try it against maybe a few other armies. you know, I've tried it out a few times. This one, out of all the ones I've done, I think I like this one the best.
That's good.
You know, it's a little bit more well-rounded, you know, but I wouldn't put much stock in the troops.
Time for a break from these numbnuts.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood plague lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast, at deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by two pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. Was that gunfire? Damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
We're back!
You know, the whole thing with the troops, are we starting the hate yet, or?
Yep, we're going to the hate now.
Okay, so the problem with the troops is you want to hoard them out, but they, with a 5-up survive, it's almost, they get blasted apart by everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, my theory was you have to get them in there to kill things and then they're going to die. They're not going to last very long.
Right. And then you have this vision of like 3 or 4 stalkers stabbing at a Teraton and bringing them down. But the thing is that they just, you know, I mean, the 4-up fight with a frenzy, you know, 4-up fight is really good, but you know, for some reason they just die in droves, you know. You know, that's the problem. The crawler, the only thing you're getting with a crawler is a better shoot stat and a better gun. You know, range 4, way to fire 1.
Way to fire. Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting almost a plague but not as good. You know what I mean? Like not as a 3. So, you know, that's
it's like the plague HMG specialist.
Right,
mated with the regular plague in like a carnal, greasy ball of just undulating flesh. And,
right.
And that's what happens. The crawler popped out.
But the problem is as it reaches out its hand of the primordial ooze and starts to crawl out of that, it leaves suppression in the frickin' ooze.
Yeah, no suppression, yeah.
No. So... You know, I mean, the Veerman troops are just terrible. I think they're terrible.
They need to be either cheaper or have armor or something to give them a little better survivability or drop their save.
Right. Well, I was thinking about that they have the armor, right? Well, you know, a 5-up save for Cannon Father seems to be the, you know, the way Dead Zone is, you send a bunch of guys out, you know, they're going to die. They're 1 victory point apiece. They got a 5-up save, but hey, you know, you're only spending 10 points on them.
Yeah.
You know, if you lose your progenitor, you know, like mine is 39 points and I lose him for four victory points with the chem spitter, now you're pissed. You know, you get old piss eye, right, Jack?
Yes.
But you know, I think the troops should be cannon fodder. So, but the thing is, these guys are not cannon fodder. They're like if cannon fodder took a fodder and then threw up, that's what these guys are. So, you know, it just,
drop their points by 1 or 2.
Yeah, I think the stalker should be 8 and the crawler 10.
Yeah.
That's my thing. Now, the whole army other than the Tangle and the Broodmother have armor.
No armor, you mean? Yeah, those two are the only ones with armor, yeah. Yeah,
Tangle has 1 and the Broodmother has 2.
Yeah.
Okay? I think by not having armor, these guys just inherently don't care about AP. You know what I mean? So like if you're going against a Hulk with AP5 and he shoots a Tangle, he shoots a crawler in the face.
So what?
I don't really care about that. And that's one of my hangups with Dead Zone in general. And I've been talking about this when we were talking about version 1, where like you have an AP5 weapon and he shoots at a let's say a crawler and it doesn't even affect him. If he makes all his saves, he's good. So.
But it would, you know, only, I don't know, something. It's just, yeah, there's got to be some other way to do it. Because like you say, shooting, the armor piercing does nothing to an unarmored opponent, which I don't think makes that much sense, but
it doesn't make any sense, because if you have a gun that can shoot through an Iron Ancestor or shoot through a tank or shoot through Armor 3, but why, then when you come against, like, let's say a Plague Dog, he just shrugs it off and keeps coming.
Yeah.
It does. I don't know what the fix is. That's one of those things. I don't know what the fix is, but there's something wrong with it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like a Dead Zone 3 kind of thing. They'd have to address that, but that's because that's like right in the base game. It's been a bit broken right from the beginning.
But I don't know the way it seems now. Like if we do, you know, Dead Zone version 2 is going to be around for a while. And the only reason they're going to go to 3 is when they start adding these factions, like the Nameless faction. You know, they're going to have to start to, once the universe gets bigger and stuff like that, they're going to have to not change it, but adapt to the new.
Balance it out a bit.
Right. You know, and just because it's all encompassing, and that's okay, because this is a living, breathing organism that needs to evolve, which is okay. I don't have a problem with that. Hey, listen, we're going to keep the core thing, but you know, there's a few extra units in here. And you know, I mean, like, there's definitely going to be something that comes up where you're going to be able to use a gun in close combat, because they have that rule. It's going to be coming out like in the future. That's when I went over the, with the rules committee, and they said, you can't use a gun in close combat unless otherwise specified. And they're like, ooh, okay. So that means
something could come up. Yeah.
Something, you know, like maybe the gunslinger rule or something, you know, something like, but, you know, I think the AP for them to do it, it's got to be something simple, because that's why I think Dead Zone's getting bigger now. It's easier to pick up. There's all those little bips and bobs that we got rid of in version one is, you know, to go forward. And I think to do this with the AP, because remember they were saying, well, if you do this and then you do that and you do this, even the thing you said, well, it's 4+1. -5. And
well, there should be a totally a, like, instead of a size equals hit points, there should be a hit points stat, really.
Right.
So things can, that'd be a bigger range of hit points, so that you could, like, a Nightmare could have, just because he's size 2, he might have, you know, 5 hit points or something instead of just 2, just 3, right? So.
Right. But that, I think they went to the other side with that, with the armor. Armor and size for wounds, so. Yeah. You know. I don't know, maybe, you know.
But they just combine those things together and just say your hit points is your armor and your wounds together, you know?
Right.
And then AP counts against that, but it doesn't actually, you know, like something like that.
Yeah. Well, this Rob trying to use math all the time.
This is a very interesting discussion for our show, rules building exercise.
Yes. But, yes, we'll have to do a special edition of that one.
Can we just reel it back in? Can we just like, ooh.
Yeah, let's talk about things we didn't take then.
Pull it back in, yes. What we now heard that Coach is not a fan of the troops, the basic troops. They're in his words, meh.
No, not meh. They suck donkey balls.
Okay, well, so all equine cock aside, what didn't we take?
Well, the Broodmother, none of us took the Progenitor as the leader. What do we think about the Broodmother? A little expensive. 8 more points. She gets Recon 4, which isn't horrible, but Tactician 2 you get. I just hate her special ability. I think the Bodyguard is just kind of a waste.
Terrible splat. Other than some of the crate-based ones, the item-based ones, I think it's the worst in the game. And she's pretty pricey.
And all she's going to do is save herself, but what's the point of saving yourself? If you can't do anything else, like, so what? She's alive, so. Like, she's got 5 fight, 5 shoot. She doesn't have anything to shoot. Well, she has a range 1 chem staff, but I don't know. I think she's not great.
Yeah, you know what would have been a great splat? I'm going to give all props and credit to my inspiration, Hot Dice. He said that the Broodmother should have had a splat where she spits out, like, a crawler or a stalker.
That's exactly what Jack said. Like, or even like the what those little rat swarms from the, what's it called, the Piper.
Well, I think the Piper should have his own thing, but I think she should just shoot out, like, you know, like if you have a splat, roll a dice, and then it's like, oh, there's 4 crawlers, you know.
Yeah, something.
You know, like, we were toying with something called the rat whelps or something, like like 7/7 statted just things, like just.
But she just keeps pumping them out.
if the game like allows you to, and say, you know, two or three additional models per turn could, no matter how, you know, sucky they are.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they have the horde ability or something, so you can combine them up to make them better.
Like naked rats, like, yeah. no, just, you know, just
literally just things that were just born.
Yeah.
Covered in afterbirth, just big ugly eyes.
Now we're looking at what they should look like. Yeah.
Tons of placenta, and, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I think her ability is bad. And I do believe the Tangle should be a leader. They only have two leaders. They can afford to have another leader.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The option, like, to use her splat at all, and I know Coach is not building around splats for his statistical splat. There's a thing going on there. But are you going to keep one of your troops, two of your troops,
just to save her? Yeah.
So that just in case she gets shot, you can jump one in front.
Well, you know what? When I read it, I thought it was that he would have to be near. But it says dice, move your command dice to move a crawler or a stalker one cube into the path of the attack anywhere along the line of sight. So even if you're like shooting from a range 8 and along that path, there's a crawler or stalker, then they can jump. And they don't literally have to be like in the next cube right next to her. He could be in like, say, range 4 and kind of like jump in the way of the brood mother.
But once again, why are you saving her?
Correct.
When you can have a progenitor who could do things.
Right. Well, I mean, I guess you save her to save 4 victory points.
Yeah, but then take a progenitor and he's not 4 victory points.
Right. Right. Well, he's, well, mine is, but.
Well, yeah, you got the sniper rifle, but.
Yeah. But yeah, no, just there's way, way, way too much negative about her. She's just.
Yeah. You know. The only good thing about her is a tactician too. It's the only thing that she's better at than the progenitor.
I mean, even the recon sucks. It's 4.
Yeah. Well, it's not sucks, but it's worse than the other, right?
It sucks when you can get 3.
Yeah, exactly. And troops, there's only 2 troop choices, so we took all those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they suck, we had to take them.
Yeah.
Specialists, Jack took the Malignus Chemthrower, right, Jack?
I did take a Malignus.
And did anybody take a Creeper?
No,
that's the debt pack kind of guy. They're kind of interesting.
What's the point?
Expensive. That's the only problem in there.
If I hadn't taken the Tangle, I would have creepered it up a little bit.
Couple creepers, yeah.
The debt pack.
They're kind of funny.
Yeah, and in certain circumstances, I could see needing to have something like that. But the. Again, they're just too fragile to trust to get from one side.
Yeah, they're not going to get to close enough to use them. Yeah, that's right.
I would be aggravated time and time again playing. Say we sit down for an afternoon, we can knock out 3 or 4 games, and every time that my guys with the debt packs are killed before they can reach their destination.
Especially since you have to use a shoot or fight to hit them, and it's a 6 or 5 to hit with them still, even if you do get close. So it's still not 100%. They should have the boom ability. Shouldn't they have boom?
Because
then you can – then there's a chance – at least when they get killed, they might kill something with them, right? And they do have – they're covered in bombs. So they should have boom.
Right.
Then, of course, none of us took the Night Terrors. You have anything to say about Night Terrors, Coach?
Oh my God.
I had a feeling you might have something to say about these guys.
Okay, you ready? All right. So let's try to be positive. First of all, the Night Terror with the spitter – nobody's ever going to take it. There's no reason for it. Heavy chem spitter, range 5, AP 3, shoot a 5. All right. So now we'll go to the Night Terror with the size. Now, this is the guy I ran a few times. No shoot, obviously, but he's got 4 up fight and a 5 up survive. Rampage, size 2. First of all right, now, when this comes out, we'll have a bat rep out. So if anybody like to check out, it's Veerman versus Starians, myself and Ryan. This guy never survives. I'll tell you why. First of all, he's a size 2 on a size 4 base. Okay. That's number one. So I'll give you my hate and then what I think they need to fix it. He should be a size 3 minimum. He's freaking huge. He's got to be a size 3. Size 2.
And it's not even just that he's sprawled out and you need him for the base for stability. Like,
right.
He does have a wide gait. But
right.
But it is a big model still with the sides.
I think if he was standing up, he'd be as big as a Strider.
Right.
If he was standing up.
Right. So what I'm saying is he should be a minimum size 2.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, size 3.
Size 3, yeah. At least. If not, size 4.
Right, which would give him 4 wounds, which is pretty good. It's pretty good. All right. 0 armor on either one of them. Okay. Why can't you give this guy tough?
Something, yeah. He should have armor. Look at how much armor is all over him.
I got you. But you know what? If you're going to go with the fact that the whole army has no armor except for the Tangle and the Broodmother. And I understand the Broodmother. You know,
I don't understand why the Tangle has armor, though. Why do they have armor?
All the crap that's around them. You know,
yeah, because it is the base as well, like the big slab she's riding on with the girders and stuff.
And then maybe
they're
the little,
naked.
The little rats on the bottom maybe get in the way. You know, so.
That should be tough then.
Right. But I'm saying the Night Terror should be tough.
Yeah. Something.
Okay. Right. Something. But here's the deal. Okay. You get a bevy of fire on them and, oh, they have Rampage, which is, you know, horrible.
Yep.
If you get enough fire into them, they are 5 up save.
They're going to die pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? So now, why do they have a 5 up save? Okay. Now I understand the troops, you know, the troop guys, 5 up saves. The Malignus and the Creeper are basically just the regular rats.
Yeah.
With,
extra stuff.
Know, yeah. Just a little extra stuff, but they also have 5 save, but the Nightmare has a 4 up save.
Yeah. Why didn't it at least have the same as a Nightmare?
Correct. If it had a 4 up save, I mean, like, I can't tell you how many times this guy's died on the fire. And not even AP or anything. Just
you don't need tag, it. Yeah.
Asterion fire, tag rifles, freaking plague shooting. You know. I'm talking about not like a rebel sniper or an enforcer sniper or you know something. When you think of good shooting that killed the night, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like a freaking plague without an HMG killing them. You know what I mean?
And they're expensive too, because for 3 less points, you can get a Nightmare.
Right.
Of course, you have to buy his weapons, but still for a Nightmare. Right. But
you know, it's 26 points for 4 points more. I get a Nightmare with 2 drills.
Yeah. And it's only 2 VP instead of 3 VP. And
right. Right. Well, it'll be 3 VP with the pair of drills.
Oh, that gives you a plus you 1 view.
But yeah. Even if you, and if you give him the 2-handed drill, it's, you know, you get another VP. So,
I don't know. They should be 4 plus save and size 3 at least. Yeah, I agree with that.
So it's got to be either a 4 plus save, tough, or size 3.
All of those.
Pick 2 of those and it'd be good. You know, you don't want to give them tough, give them a 4 up save.
Or give
size 3.
Yeah, give them both size 3. Give the fighter 1 tough and the other guy armor 1 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Or just give them tough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, they you know, let's go to the fluff. Unhinged beasts that barely control even by their own kind. Night Terrors are often fitted with deadly arrayment of blades and set loose at the enemy, where they leave only broken and bloody bodies in their wake, unless they get shot.
Unless they get killed before they get to the enemy.
Yeah. Okay. And then the other one, occasionally a Night Terror will be kept still long enough to install a heavy chem spitter on its back. Those who operate these weapons are either the bravest or most stupid of their kind. Okay, but it seems like they're outfitting them with all this stuff. They should be tough or armor.
Yeah, something to make them last.
Yeah, or like, you know, these guys are mutated and stuff. They should be tough.
Not to mention, I was just looking, the Rumbler Frankenbeans cannon. Mm-hmm. That's size 4. Like, that's like, that's actually smaller than these guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tough. The Night Terrors, when the Kickstarter was coming out, the Nightmare and the Night Terrors, I'm like, I'm running those guys all the time.
And they're so cool looking here.
Yeah, they're awesome, but the Night Terror, you can't do it.
Yeah, they do have to fix that. That is not correct.
No,
the size is wrong. Like, that's just wrong.
Yeah, and it just, they fall to just regular shooting.
Yeah.
You know, not even the Hulk, and you know, I mean, I belabored that point, but you know, I really, because you know what pisses me off is I really, really, really like the model. I think, I think they're the coolest model. You know, like they're my favorite Veerman model, and they suck.
Yeah, that's disappointing too. I find that sometimes when you finally get a model that you like, and then it's just you can't use it.
They do look like someone just knocked a nightmare over and slapped stuff on them. Like they basically have the same build and they should have the same save.
They're bigger though. They're bigger than Nightmare. So they're like the big nightmares that they're too big to maybe too stupid to make a nightmare. They make the night terror out of them.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we didn't no one took them, and I didn't have the same vitriol to spit at them as Coach did, but they're a bit lacking. There's better specialists to be had.
Yeah, for sure. And then lastly, I don't think anybody took the Franken beans, right?
Yeah.
No.
All right. So here's my take on well, the Rumbler, the Forgefather one, the Goblin gun track with the gun, you know, with the basically the Hulk gun on it.
Yeah.
If you're doing Dead Zone the right way, okay, in my opinion, if you're doing Dead Zone correctly, you have so much terrain on the board. It's like this claustrophobic maze of just, you know, like almost like an 80s horror movie where you just keep running and down hallways and stuff. And it's like you turn the corner and like, oh, he's not there. Then you turn, oh, he just turns the corner and you keep going. It should be like that. The Rumbler should not be able to get a shot off. Because there's so much stuff. Now, you can't put it on the next level unless you have a ramp.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So in Dead Zone, I think these things are useless.
At least on a single mat board. And if you have, for sure. It's, I guess if you're playing a certain board that you know is going to have some open areas, those vehicles would be more useful. But yeah, the general board, you would not get very many clear shots. Like they're just going to sit in the back and not do much. They're not as maneuverable as like one of the Striders. Striders can at least move around a bit more, you know?
Yeah. You know, and then also like, you know, a Strider is actually taller, so you can get some line of sight.
Yeah.
But these guys, even though it's size 4, they're like half the size of a Strider.
Yeah, so, you're not going to get a lot of clear shots anywhere.
No, that's why even with the Forgefathers, I never take the mining laser thing because you just can never get a shot. And you're dumping, what is it, 16 points plus 12 points, you know what I mean?
Or, plus the weapon, yeah.
Yeah, 12, 12, 9, you know. And then the thing is, none of them are indirect, you know what I mean? So, like, if he sat in the back and...
Yeah,
like,
that'd be different,
Right, if he was throwing, like, a big glob of the chemical...
That's where the Asterion drones work better. And they're not vehicles either, so...
No. But I'm just saying, like use it as that.
Yeah.
You know, and what's nice about the drones is you can go levels and, you know, you don't need a ramp. These guys need a ramp. So, you know, it's not that it's bad, but it's bad for Dead Zone.
Yeah, it's just not. Yeah, like I say, it's only useful in certain situations. It's you can't really add it to any list, especially if you don't know what you're playing on, because most likely it's not going to get much use. Well, didn't you play a game where you had one and you forgot to bring it on the board?
Yes, I forgot it. That was the...
And you still won.
Yeah, that was versus the Rebs.
Yeah.
But, you know, and like that was actually a pretty good build, and that was pretty close to this. The only difference was I had a few less troops. I did take a Night Terror, and the only reason the Night Terror didn't die is because it got into combat with a Teraton, and they were going back and forth blow for blow, but with just the locked. 4-up fight. Yeah, the 4-up fight. So, you know, that was the only reason. If it came down to saves, it would have been an issue.
Luckily, you didn't get shot before you got into a combat.
Yeah, well, that's what it was. I won the recon, moved them up, and then moved them into it.
Yeah.
So, but then another game I was playing that we did not bat rep. Andrew took a Lancer and took him out in one round of shooting.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So we were saying how we could talk about how you think we can improve them, but really I think we talked about it mostly, but they just need to have either cheaper or have some stuff, extra stuff on them, because right now they're right in between where they're too expensive, but too killable. So it's like, I think that's the solution, is just make them cheaper.
They're at the Astarion version 1. That's where they're at. You know, even the Rebs. Jack, so your chemical grenade launcher, right?
Yes.
You took on the Malignus?
Yeah, I took one Malignus specialist with the chemical grenade launcher.
Okay, so now what I was doing, I was doing that also. Here's the problem with that. You know, the indirect 4 is good. Now, is it a frag? I don't know. It doesn't say.
Indirect is always a frag. It's in the description.
Okay. So now the only problem is this. Now it's 12 points, which is kind of hefty. One victory point. The problem is range 5. And the reason being is because with indirect, if you're within 2 cubes, you can't fire at that person.
So you only have a certain window where you could start hitting people.
Right.
Or you have to keep backing up, I guess.
Right. And it's,
is it heavy?
No.
No.
But that's at least you can move and fire at least.
Right. You can move and fire. But the thing is if he doesn't, his range is 5, one of two things happens. He gets shot or the guy gets too close and it's too late. And the only problem too, another problem with it is the Malignus has a 5-up, shoot.
Yeah.
So it's kind of tough. So it's, you know, you got to put him in the right place at the right time. I really haven't had any good, you know, and any really good luck with it. I've had a lot more luck with the chem spitter shooting at AP2.
Yeah. I can understand with the range 5 and you can't shoot under 2. So you have a very window narrow of, you know, narrow window of opportunity to shoot, and successfully use the chem grenades. But so I can see that. But you also mentioned the chem spitter you didn't care for with the Malignus. Now, why is that?
No. That's the one I did like.
Oh.
You know, and then the chem thrower.
Oh, that's the one. Chem spitter, yes, that's obviously a decent one. The chem thrower, the heavy chem thrower, the one that it burns. That's the one you had mentioned. What was it that you didn't care for there?
All right, so the little one, the chem thrower, is 4 points, range 1, AP1, violet, volatile, I'm sorry, and it burns, which is awesome, but it's a range 1. The heavy chem spitter is on the beast, right? The super heavy chem thrower that's the one that goes on the vehicle. So that's the one with volatile, it burns. And the other one is we have the heavy chem thrower and the super heavy chem thrower. Range 9, range 3. So one is for the vehicle, and then the other one is the heavy chem thrower. I guess you could put on the nightmares. The range 3 is just, it's tough, man. You know,
why is all the flamethrowers such short range?
I guess because you can't shoot a flame 7 cubes. It's always, you know.
But in real life, you can. Those things go like 40 feet.
But then again, then you have a flamethrower shooting all the way across.
It's too powerful. Yeah, it's just too powerful. It's true with all weapons. None of the weapons should have ranges, but it's just they have to do it for power's sake.
Right. I mean, the flamethrower is, you know, range 2, range 3. I think range 3 is almost half the board.
Yeah, it's not horrible.
Yeah. It just doesn't, you know, like I said, the grenade launcher is just, you got to hide him somewhere. You got to put him somewhere. You got to make sure you could see the top, but you're putting him on a troop, you know, 5-6-5, you know, so that's it. I mean, at the beginning, if you want to try it, shoot it, try to get it. And if it scatters, it'll scatter on, hopefully onto something. Yeah.
Scatter's not too bad too with, once again, when you're in a building or in that tight areas, usually it'll wall bounce back into the square you want anyways.
Yeah.
So scatter's not horrible anymore.
Yeah. The only thing is it's a range 5.
Yeah. That range is pretty short for an indirect weapon.
I mean, like, you know, we were playing the other day. We have another bat rep, like I said, coming up, and, plague mortar just annihilates people with the range and everything. It's so good. So, you know, they don't really have, I mean, the best thing is the chem spitter at range 6. Everything else is, I mean, the only thing that comes close is super heavy chem spitter range 8, AP2. But that goes on, like I said, that goes on the Wiener cannon.
Yeah.
So
it's a it's not a lot of selection, really.
No, I think they're this is their first iteration. I think there's a few things that, you know, maybe need to get added to them. You know, what's nice though is there might be Infestation came out, and now we have Nexus Sai coming out. That should be, you know, I think it's coming out very soon. Mm-hmm. So let's just add, you know, like Nexus Sai is coming out with a Dr. Simmons. So maybe the next, you know, XM4 Veerman attack, or, you know, Sharknado 4 or something like that. Really just, that'll be their, you know, their super OP stuff comes out.
Yeah. They definitely need some extra troops or extra something.
Mm-hmm. I think they're trying to flesh out these guys. I think, there's a good base there, but it's not there yet. You know what I mean? Like, I think our lists, even by looking at our lists, very few, we basically have the same list with one or two differences, but it's basically because there's a certain build. It's sad because you should be able to build it out. Like, let's say the Enforcers, there are a billion lists. You can go Pathfinder, you can go Enforcer, you can go Peacekeeper, or you can do a little bit of each, or you can do two of three, or the other two of three, or a little bit of each. There's so much variety that you can use that's effective. Here, it doesn't seem like there's that many effective builds. There's one or two builds that might work, you know, depending on your dice. You know, I mean, like, we all agree that the Broodmother just is not going. So the Progenitor's got to go. And then now after that, you kind of flesh them out any way you want.
Yeah. And then you're stuck with only two troop choices. So it's like, mm-hmm. you could do a little of each. You could just choose one or the other, but it's not much choice, really.
Well, the Asterians only had two troop choices, right? In version one, and now they have three, right?
But the Asterians, I think it's all about their specialists. These guys, the specialists, once again, there was not much choice because half the specialists you don't want to use, right?
Right.
They're all basically the same, which makes it, you can't make tactical lists, you can't make playstyle lists, you can't mm-hmm. make, you know, eyeballing your opponent, oh, what's he playing lists. Basically, they're all the same. They're kind of weak and they have piss poor range. So,
like, yeah, it's not like you can do a fast attack or a long range, or it's like you're doing this. This is the one you're doing, you know?
If they had a specific troop that had like some depth of fire or something where you could really, and you say, oh, I'm playing the Veerman, and all of a sudden you're reaching out and touching someone with, you know, people like, oh, you're playing a little, you know, out of character for Veerman.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no choice for that, for sure.
It's a very just stock. I bet you the play style has to, you could get three or four people together and play, and everyone would have to kind of adopt the play style that makes the Veerman work rather than make a team.
Something that works to yours, guys. Your idea. Yeah.
That's...
Okay, now for sure we're wrapping up because we've gone on way too long about these damn rats. So, Coach, next one's your choice. We got three left. We got either Enforcers, Plague, or Forge Fathers. Which one are you going to choose for the next one, Coach?
I think if we choose the Enforcers, it's going to have to be more than one show. I just see it. I see it as such.
Season two. We could do one list for this one and come back to them again.
Oh, we're in seasons now. We got picked up.
Well, yeah, we've officially been renewed for season two. So.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, then, I think the only way to go, in my humble opinion, would have to be the Forge Fathers.
Yeah. Yes. You're choosing the Forge Fathers? Okay. They're one of my favorites, so.
Jack, you saw that dramatic pause? That was to build up anticipation.
You're a showman. There was everyone just leaned a little closer to the radio. Just everyone. What's he going to say?
Well, I've learned from the best, so.
Well, that's good. Whomever that person is, whoever was narrating the serials over the radio now, as you were a small lad.
Now, are we going to do 250 points?
No. Why would we change to 250?
No, just because it's so damn expensive.
They are. But
save that for the movie.
That's right.
We have five seasons and a movie.
So, until next time, I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack, and the Veerman models are my favorite, and I wish that that since they're the best looking ones in the game, that I could play them more.
Head coach?
I'm totally speechless after that statement, but okay. And I'm coach.
And next time Forge Fathers come back next month, we'll hit you up for some space dwarves. Till then, bye-bye.
So there you go. That was Coach from Family of Gamer 777 and the other two numbnuts from the Dead Zone podcast. Now that they're done yapping, go out and play Dead Zone and prove these guys wrong. I wouldn't listen to them, but what do I know?